to the obscenity-laden week in review, a shortened show that tells it like it was about the week that just happened, that is full of F-bombs. So there you go. If you've accidentally downloaded this one as opposed to a regular episode of the program, note that this is the one that'll be posted on Patreon, and it won't show up normally in your feed. So if you want to get it, if you just want that frustration late, if you want to break that frustration hymen on Saturdays, you go to patreon.com/DerekHunterPodcast, and you sign up there, and you'll get this one there. But this one, first one's free. It's the drug dealer model. So you've been warned. Obscenity-laden means obscenity-laden. And if you do not like obscenities, then push stop now and go about your business. No blood, no foul. We'll call it a day. Everything will be fine. If you do like obscenities and you do want somebody to point out the fact that, Al Sharpton is a fucking asshole, then you're in the right place. Because I don't know of any other podcasts that really just make a point of letting it rip. Now, that means that you'll likely be offended. And I don't want to hear it that you're offended. There are certain things we refrain from saying, words we refrain from using. And I use we because it's my preferred pronoun. I'm a first person plural. No. I say we, but it's me. So if you don't like swearing, if you don't like the occasional blasphemy, the GD, the GH, wait, no, GC, whatever. You know what I mean. If you don't like that stuff, stop now and just go to the regular shows and you'll be fine. If you want to hear it or morbid curiosity gets the better of you, then so be it. Stick around and see what the fuck happens. Okay. Thank you for downloading this one and giving it a shot. I don't know how this is going to go. How the fuck is anybody supposed to know how something's going to go? Before I had kids, I was like, holy shit, what do you do with these things? And there's no instruction. They are some stupid-ass birthing class where we chased a diaper on a doll. But it ain't the same. The diaper, the diaper ain't full of just, like, unholy goo. And the doll ain't puking and shitting at you and screaming nonstop. Nothing prepares you for parenthood. I don't know that anything can prepare you for this either. But let's look back at the week that was. And what a fucked up week it was. The mutant army, the unshowered assholes out in Portland are relentless. This is what people do when they don't have lives. When they can't get laid. And they just seem to, I imagine they've rubbed themselves raw. Because jerking off seems like a better time than trying to burn down a federal courthouse. Yet they're out there. And along comes Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland. He thinks, well, if I just sidled right up to them, if I also tossed their salad, shoved my face so far up their asses and kissed both cheeks that they will love me, I will be their king god if I keep Donald Trump at bay. That's not working. It hasn't worked. The people of Portland, the mutants, are not just from Portland, although Lord knows those fuckers got enough of them. Holy shit. But they're coming in from around the country. It's Comic-Con was canceled this year out in San Diego. Asshole Con was on full time, and there was a lot of sponsors out in Portland. So people are literally, there are reports of people flying out to Portland because it's the antisocial event of the season. Holy shit, look at this. We could get to throw some shit at cops. This will be great. I've never wished for more physical harm on human beings before in my lifetime. Now, granted, there haven't been that many horrible people in charge of countries or areas or large groups of people in my lifetime, and thank God for that. But Jesus Christ, these people, I don't wish coronavirus on people, but if it happened to hit them particularly hard, let's just say I wouldn't have difficulty sleeping that night. Can we just say that? These are bad people, and when bad things happen to bad people, well, it's good. Every once in a while, karma gets off its ass and goes, yeah, I fucked up stuff enough. Let's really hit the people who deserve it. They're out there conga dancing. They're using so-called mothers, which are just fat liberal chicks that nobody would want to fuck in the first place, so I don't believe that they've ever been pregnant. as human shields, going, oh, look at these mothers. They're mothers out there. Their motherly instincts, their maternal instincts are trying to protect them. And meanwhile, there's their idiot king, Ted Wheeler, saying, this is ridiculous. This is an outrage. Why would you go after these people? They're just peaceful protesters. They're not peaceful fucking protesters at all. They're not even protesters. They're rioters. They're trying to set down a building on fire. I have heard from more people on this issue who talk about, why aren't these police getting rougher? Why aren't these people being shot? Than just about anything else. People are getting frustrated about hearing about it. Now, I get it. You want them to be a little bit bloodied. And if we lost a few of them, well, I'm not sure anybody would miss them. You know, that sort of mentality. But President Trump is playing this right. He really is. They want violence. They want blood. And if you don't think so, you're not paying attention. There's no other reason to put women out there claiming to be mothers and put them out front going, oh, man, please bloody us up. That's what I mean. These aren't real mothers. A real mother would not do that. A real mother wouldn't be out with, you know, her sewing club at 2 o'clock in the morning on a weeknight, let alone ringing a federal courthouse in the midst of attempts to set it on fire. A real mother would be home with their kids. That's why, you know, these people aren't real mothers. But they want to be bloodied up. Are you kidding me? The amount of public relations gold. Chuck Todd is already tweaking his fucking nipples at the prospect of seeing one of these mutants with a bloody nose, let alone anything else. The video of them coughing just enough to get him hard, but he can't finish the job because that's not A, him choking them, and B, them really, really in pain, and that's inflicted on everybody. They need specific pain inflicted on them. Ted Wheeler probably really wants to be dressed up as one of these mothers out there protesting, protecting the people. He decided to wade into this crowd and show them that, look, I am one with you. But they could tell, they could smell it on him that he wasn't one of them. It was the armed guards he had around him and the fact that he'd showered this month. That was the dead giveaway. He got out there and he got gassed. What was left unsaid was that they tried to beat the shit out of him. They tried to attack him. He's walking through the crowd trying to give a speech about, I've been here with the solidarity with you guys and the First Amendment and all that. And all the crowd is doing, going, fuck you. Shut up, you fucking fascist. When Ted Wheeler is too fascistic for you, or is called a fascist, he's not actually fascistic, and the real fascists are these mutants. But when you're calling him a fascist, you need to go and find whoever taught you history throughout your life, every single last one of them, and smack them right across the face like you're a pimp and they're your hoe and they're refusing to do your duty. This is, you're defective. You might want to consider suing God because something went wrong with you along the way. Your elevator does not only go to the top floor, not to the penthouse. It doesn't make it to the maintenance level. It doesn't work at all. You're walking the stairs, and your fat ass ain't walking the damn stairs. Of course, all this is being done under the guise of Black Lives Matter. Meanwhile, we saw a video this week of these fucking people out there screaming at black people trying to stop the rioting. Yes, that's right. Young black men tried to act responsibly toward out-of-control, frenzied, idiotic, college-age white liberals. Big mistake. Big, big mistake. There's video of them beating up young black men who are trying to get them not to burn down the federal courthouse. They're lecturing them. In some cases, they did listen to them politely when they were talking about, hey, if you don't attack this building, the police won't come out. They won't shoot you with pepper spray. They won't shoot you with beanbags and rubber bullets. You can go and protest and literally destroy any other part of Portland you want. But if you want to get rid of the federal government, stop coming here. But of course they didn't stop coming there, because this isn't about getting rid of the government. This is about destruction. This is about shoving your thumb in the eye of Donald Trump. Since their thumbs are so firmly up their asses all the time, I assume they just want to give these police officers pink eye or something. And there's the mayor, their god king, trying to pretend like he's one of them and like he's down with the cause. His head so far up, is, I really have to wonder, who ran against Ted Wheeler? How did Ted Wheeler get elected? Was it a used tampon on the ballot across from Ted Wheeler? Was it like, do we go with the used bloody encrusted tampon, or do we go with the used bloody encrusted douchebag? I mean, Ted Wheeler. I can't imagine how this guy won. I do know that he'll win next time, unless, I don't know, somebody promises to go up there and just start murdering police officers. Elect me mayor, and I will systemically execute one police officer a week in front of all of you and then throw their body down to you so that you may eat him. That might get more votes than Ted Wheeler, but he's a leftist. He is a fascist. He's also a fucking moron. What is it with these people who, I get it that politicians continually piss in your face and tell you it's raining, but they rarely do it so blatantly. They do it in abstract. When Ted Wheeler was not out there on the street, he could kind of get away because MSNBC and CNN and those fucking idiots would not cover it on any honest way. They go, well, you know, the real problem here is that the Trump administration set out people to stop us from burning down the building. And the media said, oh, yes, yes, sir. Well, what's wonderful. Tightening their nipple clamps, inserting their butt plugs and going, yes, more, give me more. Need more of that. But when you're assaulted yourself, when you are presenting yourself as their king and their defender, and you really are the only thing that's allowing them to go on, because it is an unlawful assembly, and it is a riot nightly. It is not a peaceful protest, and the Constitution is pretty unambiguous about the right of the people to peacefully assemble, not to riotously assemble. If you look past all of that, you've left with a pantsless moron with a smaller dick than a Ken doll up there, and a smaller brain than a Ken doll. Not really sure how he thinks he's going to come out ahead on this. Unless it's just by comparison, and he ends up getting compared with the moron in Chicago. We don't need police here. I will do everything in my power, she tweeted on the other day. To ensure, make sure that Donald Trump keeps his troops out of here, said Lori Lighten the Loafers. I will not do that, the lightweight tweeted. And then 2 hours later, 15 people got shot at a funeral in broad daylight. Like, okay, so what the fuck side are you on? Do you want more of a body count? Is there a certain number of dead people? Dear Black Lives Matter, is there a certain number of dead black people that you'll suddenly start giving a shit about black lives? Does that come along ever? Can you give us a heads up? Because I'm perfectly content to go back to sleep until we get that number. I get sickened watching all the murder. You clearly don't. Maybe you get sexually aroused. Maybe you get some other sort of fulfillment that is missing in your soulless, friendless lives. Or maybe you're just too busy counting all that corporate money derived from slave labor from places like Nike to give a shit about it. But sooner or later, if only by accident, you'd think you could belch up a statement of, hey, don't kill people. Hey, here's an idea. Stop killing people. You got, what, hundreds of millions of dollars now? At least tens of millions of dollars. How about you use some of that blood money to offer rewards for the arrest of some of the people killing the black people you claim to care so deeply about? Well, you don't, because you care more about money, and that would cost you money, and you don't want to get involved in that. Plus, you don't really want to make a dent in the culture of snitches get stitches, which might, if you did, get you mentioned in a negative light in some shitty rap song or some Diddy remix or whatever the fuck people are listening to that is supposed to pass for music these days. Have you listened to rap lately? Jesus, it sucks. They auto-tune rap now. They fucking auto-tune rap. You're not even trying to sing Why are you auto-tuning it? Don't get me started on that. But yes, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Black Lives don't matter to Black Lives Matter. Black lives seem to matter to white liberals. But it ain't white liberals who are getting rich off of it, except for the woman who wrote White Fragility. Black lives don't matter at all to Black Lives Matter. They're silent on these things. They don't want to see the people who are killing black people arrested because they don't want the police to exist. If you're getting people arrested, if you're supporting the arrest of people, what do you end up with? You end up with a justification, an embrace of the police existing, and they don't want it. It's not like they're torn over this. They're not sitting there going, oh my God, so many black people are being killed in these cities now. It's up. The numbers are going up, but it's horrible. But I just can't bring myself to engage in hypocrisy. Fuck no. They don't care about that. They're counting money. It's agenda uber alles, said in its native German for a very specific reason. It's because these people are fucking Nazis. The Antifa are the same thing. They're the same group. They have different titles, different names, different membership makeups, and one fucking goal, and that is the destruction of the United States of America. There are dozens of shithole countries around the planet filled with assholes who are just like them. If they really wanted to live in the country, in a world that they believe should exist, it exists out there in this country. I would flee this fucking place if I thought we were the oppressive hellhole they claim it is. Why? Because if what they say is true, not only is the government indifferent to their murder or their potential murder, the government is actually engaged in it, out there seeking to find them in a child porn sort of compulsion kind of way. Can't get enough. The government gets together and says, go find me some black and brown people and kill them. It's been 2 days. I need some more black and brown blood. We all know that's bullshit. They all know that's bullshit. But if they believed it, who the fuck would stay? Nobody would fucking stay. But they don't want to live in the kind of country that they want to create as just a normal citizen. See, this is the thing about these rabid fascists. Hitler would not have been content to live in a fascist Germany he did not lead. He wanted to be the leader. These asshole mutants could easily go. I'm sure North Korea would welcome them with open arms, if only for the PR value. Look at us. We got all these Americans here. They've fled the horrible, racist United States, and now they're here to live in this wonderful utopia of North Korea. They would love it. I'd love it, too, just to get rid of them. But they don't want to go there. Why? Because they would just be another cog in the machine. They would be treated like everybody else is treated, and that's not what these people want. They could go to Cuba. Cuba's not that far from the United States. Shit, to get a mini version of it, they could just go north to Canada and live in Vancouver, smoke weed, bang hookers, and have all the socialized medicine they could choke down. They don't want that because they're not a part of management up there. And that's really what they want. They want the power. They're telling us how they would abuse the power, how they would use that power, how they would implement that power. But make no mistake, this is about the power. That's all they want. Why wouldn't you leave otherwise? Well, because you just go down and be like a janitor in some fucking communist utopia? Hell no. You want to be El Capitan. You want to be the one who decides who lives and dies. That's what these people really want. They have a God complex. They have a complete fucking God complex. Jesus fucking Christ, God, come down and just, I don't know. I would say unleash a plague, but you already did. How about concentrate the plague? Can we do that? Can we do that? This week, in a week, of course, 7 days, anything could happen. And everybody seems to be competing to be the biggest asshole of the week. And it doesn't matter. It's somebody out there in the liberal media will always up somebody. It's like the race to be crowned the dumbest fuck on cable television. It's Don Lemon. It's Chris Cuomo. It's Stephanie Ruhle. It's Joy Reid. Doesn't matter. They all get trophies. There is no point in going to the tape and checking the photo. They all win because they're all fucking idiots. But there is the douchebag of the week. And this week's douchebag is John Sieg Heilman and the crew over at Morning Joe. They probably all have orgies together, gangbang, Mika and Joe, both of them. So why not just give them all, there's an image for you, sleep tight and thinking that's going on. So John Heilman, he used to have a writing partner. Remember him? It was, I can't even remember his name right now. And it's on the tip of my tongue and I just had it. But it also started with an H, I believe. And he got wrapped up in the Me Too movement. Turns out when he was at ABC News, he was banging chicks left and right, grabbing tits and trying to screw them and everything you can possibly imagine. It didn't matter. This was his writing partner of more than a decade. And John Heilman said, well, gee, I had no idea. We've traveled the world together. We've worked on stories. We've written books together. And you're saying that this guy was a pervert? This guy was a... Mark Halpern was his name. This guy was a sexual predator? I had absolutely no idea. Like, bull fucking shit, dude. Everybody knew about Mark Halpern. And there's no way you didn't either. And maybe you took some of his castaway pussy. You're not fooling anybody, pal. I don't know if you did or not, but I know there's no way in hell you knew about it. Well, he is a regular on Morning Joe. Because who else would have him? Who else would have him? Like, what? Get me a middle-aged, bald dude who's full of shit. Will you do that? And like, all right, well... We got about 800 of them here at the network. Which one? I don't know. We need somebody with credibility. Somebody who sat down and sat by and watched his writing partner become a sexual predator. Oh, okay. I've got just the guy for you. John Heilman. John Heilman was on Morning Joe this week, and he is trying to convince the world that Donald Trump is dispatching federal authorities to riotous hotspots as a dry run, not to be confused with a dry hump, which I imagine is what John Heilman gets at home, with a dry run to refusing to leave office, to refuse, you know, his coup. This is the coup attempt that they were all waiting for. Of course, it's bullshit. It's so fucking stupid. I mean, my 3-year-old daughter looks at this and goes, are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck is wrong with you? But listen to Sieg Heilman try to make this case on Morning Joe this week. And at the end, you'll hear Mika sitting there going, mm-hmm. Should give him an amen almost. Like, amen. Oh, brother, go ahead. Don't forget to come over to the gangbang this weekend at the compound, John. Here's John Heilman with doing what really sort of, it grabbed him the douchebag of the week award.
Everything that's been said here, I think, is about this particular issue is right, but not, doesn't go far enough. You know, we are talking, this is not just performative authoritarianism. This is authoritarianism. This is these are paramilitary units. These are the kinds of things that we have seen in tyrannical authoritarian regimes in third world countries throughout the second half of the 20th century. This is not a mystery what's going on here. And I think that to look at this through the prism of symbolic politics, the law and order campaign, Trump trying to rerun the Nixon playbook, is true, but doesn't, as I say, go far enough. We are looking, I think, here, and this is a dark, and I don't want to be overly alarmist about this, but I think this is the time to be alarmist, knowing where Donald Trump stands right now politically, understanding where we are headed in this election. I think we are looking at potentially a trial run for a kind of a genuine attempt to through intimidation and potentially through force to try to to try to steal this election. And I think we are now at the point where, you know, we see the things that the president is doing. We see his intention to not accept an outcome of this election where he loses to Joe Biden. He's making it very clear. And some of it is rhetoric about mail-in voting. But when the next thing in the next breath is that he's talking about sending these unmarked paramilitary guards to places with Democratic and blue states with very blue cities run by Democratic mayors, I think we should all take very seriously the prospect that this is, as I say, a dress rehearsal, a trial run for first an attempt at voter intimidation on election day. Are these unmarked paramilitary units going to be doing security at the polls in battleground states? I think that's a question we'd like to have answered. That is potentially an effort at voter intimidation. And then what happens in the overtime period? Anybody who's serious about this election recognizes, listening to the president, that there's a very high likelihood that he is not going to concede if he loses on election night. In those 2.5 months after election day until January 20th, if Donald Trump has lost this election, The things that we're seeing right now, these incredibly alarming, incredibly disturbing images, unmarked paramilitary units that have no clear chain of command, no clear identification, taking protesters and putting them in unmarked vehicles, driving them away to God knows where. We should all be kind of freaking out about this right now and what it could portend for this fall and beyond.
I think you put it pretty perfectly, John Heilman.
You know, Mika went home and wore out the batteries on her vibrator after that speech. Oh, God. John Heilman, you put it so perfectly. Now put it in me so perfectly. Yeah, this is a dry run for that. Here's an idea. And by the way, since Mr. Award-winning journalist out there, John Heilman, doesn't seem to know this, the federal officers out there in Portland are not roaming the streets. They're holed up inside the federal courthouse. You don't go anywhere near the federal courthouse. You won't see a federal officer arrest anybody. You try and set that shit on fire, then you will come in contact with a federal officer. You know, it'll be involuntary contact, John Heilman. So it'll be just like being around your old partner, Mark Halperin. You know, a lot of involuntary contact there. You didn't bother, weren't bothering you then, but now suddenly this is an outrage and a threat to democracy and Donald Trump's plan to not leave office. What a complete and total ass fucker. No, that was his partner and an MSNBC host. That was the rumor I'd heard anyway. I'm not going to say who. That would be wrong. But now I'll read a tweet from Cassie Hunt, MSNBC anchor. This week, AOC, the queen of the morons, was on the floor. She was allegedly called a fucking bitch by Congressman Ted Yoho. And, of course, the media just lapped it up. Oh, it's so sexist. It's so... They didn't bother trying to verify its validity. I think a poll might indicate that perhaps it is not outside of the realm of reality, but I could be wrong. Cassie Hunt, again, MSNBC anchor and fun chick, from my understanding of it. She tweets out, AOC says on the House floor that Rep. Ted Yoho called her a fucking bitch. Quote, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote, a fucking bitch. Fucking bitch, end quote, she says. She's still on the House floor speaking. Oh, Cassie Hunt, you getting the tingles down there? Do you have to poop, or are you aroused? Let's listen to the idiot queen say this on the House floor, as if people are supposed to give a shit.
In front of reporters, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote, a fucking bitch. These are the words that Representative Yoho levied against a congresswoman.
Is there a point in the Constitution where you can show me where you're not supposed to be called a fucking bitch? I've been called a bitch a lot in my life. I've been called a fucking bitch a lot in my life, both by people who don't like me and by my nearest and dearest friends. Why? Because I was acting like a fucking bitch. Put on your big girl pants and get over yourself. I love the he swore at me. This chick is fucking Eva Braun of America, the real power behind Hitler. And she's offended that somebody said fucking bitch near her. Oh, no. How dare you call me a fucking bitch? Were you mad that he called you on or that he discovered it? That he had the guts to call you it? You're not supposed to call me that. She wraps herself in victimhood like a blanket on a warm night. Oh, please just don't envelop me. I am so sweet and nourishing and I never did nothing to nobody. Stop being a little fucking bitch and nobody will call you a fucking bitch. I stopped being a fucking bitch when my friends started calling me a fucking bitch every time we're at the bar and I wanted to go. Oh, don't be such a fucking little bitch. Oh, I gotta work in the morning. Stop being a whiny little bitch. All right. Fine. Whatever. You're making almost $200,000 a year that somebody called you. Think about the things that they've said about Republicans. They're fucking Nazis. Donald Trump is Hitler. What you just heard John Sieg Heilman say, he's trying to kill people. This is what's going on. Holy Frank Tanana, look out. He's going to set people on fire. He's going to kill people. He's going to round up people. Are they going to have their Gestapo at the polls? No. Jesus Christ, grow the fuck up. Quit whining. I cannot stand these people. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. Thank Christ, more and more Americans are watching these assholes and going, these are the people in charge? No wonder things are so fucked up. No wonder the cities are burning. You got mayors like Lightweight and Wheeler out there going, well, we got this, that, the other thing. They're just peaceful protesters as people are throwing Molotov cocktails in the background. They showed up at Lightfoot's house after she acknowledged, okay, we'll take federal help to bring this under. They showed up at her damn house. Why? Because she's the enemy. Everybody's the enemy. They hate everything. Their edict is just destroy until they get power. You're not on their team. No matter how much you suck up to them, no matter how much oral you give them, they are not your friends. It doesn't matter. They're your little fuck buddies. And they'll fuck you, and then they'll fuck you. Over. Anyway, what a fucking week. Jesus H. Christ. Thank you for listening. Sorry for the obscenities. Not really. That's the point of this one. We'll see how it goes. I don't have any idea how it's going to fucking go, but Jesus, I just want to grab a bullhorn and scream at these bullshit artists that they need to go and fuck themselves. The only problem is they're so in love with themselves, they might. They might go do it. Actually, if I was screaming it at them at night, I might interrupt them fucking themselves. There's a visual. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.